Rebos, I hope all is good as it can be. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Samach Vav, and obviously our learning is Bishchus Achinuch Beis Yisrael, and I'm assuming Matzaro Vashivya, that Gosh Baruch Hu Shav Rachamim, and send the Gula Shleima, Abim Heri Meinu Amen. So we're here on Samach Hema Beis, about 7-8 lines up, Amar Abaye, and the last thing we've been saying, right, we talked about an Eid Echad, right? Does an Eid Echad have certain powers? Right, so what's going on over there? So we're going to continue on that theme, not necessarily for Kiddushin. Right, we'll obviously come back to that, but in different realms, what about an Eid Echad? So Amar Abaye Abaye says, Amar lo Eid Echad achal to chaylev. A person says to a person, someone else, hey, by the way, you just ate chaylev. Now, what's chaylev? Chaylev is some usher fats that are not allowed to be eaten. I've never done shechita, and I've never carved up an animal, so I'm not sure exactly where they are, but certain fats are also there. Karchelev, that's from a behema gasa, meaning that that's only shayach to, let's say, cows and sheep, and I assume goats, but I actually don't, I'm not 100% sure. Meaning, as opposed to, like, say, a bird or a chaya, like a deer or something like that. But anyways, a chaylev, right, the big isser. And the person's brain, you would get karies theoretically if a person did it on purpose. But again, in this case, it's not saying he did it on purpose, right? The guy says to him, Eid Echad, right? Oh, by the way, that was chaylev, and therefore you're chayev echatos because you ate it b'shogeg. Fa'ala shosig, what happens? The guy doesn't say anything, so then Neman, well, we believe him, and the guy needs to bring echatos. What's going on over here? Why do we believe him? But that's a whole discussion over here for the Gerashi. Not Rashi. Right, Tosos, I'm sorry. Tosos Dibur Maskal Omar, right? Perish, in other words, the Shtika Koda Dami, right? Because we're assuming that if Shtika Koda, the concept of the Shtika Koda, if a person is quiet, it's as if he is admitting, right? So then he has to bring. Then he has to bring a korban. Meaning he is basically admitting to what the guy is claiming, so obviously then he's chayav a korban. Okay, back in the Gemara, Tana Tuna, right, and we got learned in the Brisa as well, Amar lo Eid Echad achal techeilev, hala Amar lo achalti poter. And the Brisa says, if a guy's aid says, by the way, that was chaylev, and the guy says, what do you mean, that's not chaylev? So poter, he doesn't have to bring a korban, and the Gemara just started, right, points out, the time of the Amar lo, right, the whole reason he doesn't have to bring a korban is because he said, no, it's not chaylev, I checked into it. Ha'ishtik, but if the guy was quiet, so then Mehemin, he would be, the aid would be believed, and then the guy would have to bring a korban. Amar Abaye, Amar lo Eid Echad nitmu taros secha. If an Eid Echad said your taros, the food that you're trying to eat, the tahara, right, it became tame, right? So that's a problem. So v'halat, meaning if you're the guy's a kohen or it's truma, whatever, so that would be a problem with that. So the Gemara, halat shosig neman. Also in that case, we're going to believe him if the guy in question, if the guy he's telling, right, is quiet. V'tana tuna, the Brisa says as well, Eid Echad omer nitmu, v'halla omer lo nitmu. Again, if the guy contradicts his claim, so then potter, then he's potter. V'tana with lo omer lo, right, ha'ishtik v'hemen. And the whole reason, right, he's potter is because the guy he said, no, it's not. It's not Tame. Right, I was very careful. But if he doesn't say anything, if he's quiet, so then he is believed. The aid is believed because the guy is quiet. It's as if he's admitting it. From Rabbi Abaye says, I'm a little aid echad, right? Shorcha nirva. Right, a little bit of an otter case, but certainly happened back in the day. Said that your ox was slept with a person kind of obviously, you know, like the Mice of Mitzrayim and Mice of Eretz Kanaan, which we're commanded not to do, but okay. V'hala shosik neman, right? The case, the meaning what that does is, agav, is that, as Rashi says over here, osur lahakriva, an animal that was nirva, that was, I think the English translation is sodomized, so that basically you can't bring that as a korban. Right? But Rashi points out, first Rashi, right, avala soklo, but to stone him, meaning normally if you have an animal, right, who did that with a person, the person did it on purpose, so you kill the person, right, and that's a chayiv misa, and the animal, you kill the animal, you stone the animal as well, because we don't want the animal walking around, and everybody to be like, ah, that was the animal that so-and-so kind of hung out with. So, but as it points out Rashi, we're not going to believe him an Eid Echad to stone the cow. It's just going to, for example, it's just, or the ox, just going to make it puzzle, right, to bring as a korban. Okay, so again, also v'hala shosik neman, so too, if the guy Eid Echad is quiet, so then he is believed. Tana Tuna, the Brisa says, Rav Shevda bo Avera, v'shehemis, or p'idechad, or p'ibailin, right, if this animal did an Avera, i.e. what we're talking about, or it killed somebody, right, or either one aid or the bailim, the owners admit to it, so then neman, is believed, and then he's not going to be, the animal's not able to be brought as a korban. What's the case by Eid Echad? He either come modu bailim if the so the hainu alpi bailim, right? If the owners admit, so that's the second case. So a lot of the shosik must be when they were quiet. Now, we just basically brought the same halacha three times, right, in three different scenarios, right? By the first one was by second one was Tuma. First one going back is Chalev, right? You told the guy you eat Chalev. Then we said, that your kachim or your taros just became Tame. And then you have the case by Ashur and Nirva. So the Gemara says, but we need all of these cases to teach us that an Eid Echad plus the shtika of the person in question that is legitimate. The Yeshmin and Hach Kamaisev, you tell me only the case by the Chalev. So, Ilav, the Kimle bin Avshay, the Avad, right? Chulim Bazar, Lohav, Maisi. Well, you might have thought that here it's going to be legit, the Eid Echad we're going to believe, because if the guy is not going to bring Chulim Bazara, right, if he didn't do the Avera. So if he's quiet, he's maskim, right? Obviously, he's not going to just, bring a random korban, right, into the base of Amid, right? That's a big time misser. So Avon Nitzmu Taros, okay, so, but if his Taros become Tame, okay, Mimar Mina and Haidish Shosik, the Sabar, Chazile, Bimetu Mazo. Okay, so the guy's quiet, right? It's not a terrible accusation. The guy's like, okay, fine, stinks, I'll just eat it whenever I'm Tame. Right, or if it's trumas, I'll burn it, whatever. Okay, so maybe he's just not admitting, but he's not admitting to it. It would be like, okay, whatever, I'll just be careful, right? Or now, besofik, I'll eat it when I'm tummy. V'yashmin and ha, and if you would tell me the case by tummy, by food, but like I said, his taros became tummy. So mishum de kamavsi le bimei taroso. So you might have thought that since the guy's losing the ability to eat it when he's tahor, right, he would have said something, because then, he's not going to be able to eat it when he's tahor. Right, and aval shoro nirva, but in the case where the guy's ox committed that avera, meimar, or the person committed that avera with the ox, and meimar amar, the guy would say, kol shvarim lav gabi mizbeach kaimi. Okay, seder, so not all cows can be brought, right, as a korban. Right? Now, who says this? You're ever going to use this cow? You can use this cow, you can use this ox to plow his field for 20 years. Doesn't have to bring it as a korban. So, okay, so fine, seder. The guy just doesn't respond, so maybe that's not considered to be an admission. So therefore, Tzricha, right, needs to teach us that, in fact, it is. The Boilehu, very fascinating. Shaila, guy, Ishto Zinsa Be'edechon, right? A guy, someone says, Rahman al-Islam, right, your wife was Mizanet, right? 1-8. If it shows, like, and the husband like, is shocked and doesn't say anything, so Ma'u, what's the din? So again, because if we believe the Be'edechon, so they can't be together, right? You may not necessarily have to give a get. But that's already a different, different question. If it's necessarily like two Adim, but the Chora, they're not allowed to be together, just like a Soto, right? If there's a suspicion, right? They're not allowed to be together. So what's the deal with that? So I'm Rabbi Neman and Rava Amar Eino Neman. Right? Machog is Rabbi and Rava, and because why does Rava say Eino Neman? So how we Davar Shabereva Ein Davar Shabereva Pachim Zishnayim, because there's a concept that Davar Shabereva, anytime you need a status change or some sort of claim. Legally, in terms of erva, right, arayos, marriage, and stuff like that, right, you need to have, right, two edim and nothing else, right, is helpful. So now that's Rava Shita. But what about Abaye? So Abaye Minah Amin Allah. How do I know that Neid Echad is Naman? Right? Dehu Samya. Right? There was a guy. There's a blind guy. He tells a story. The Masader Masnisa Kameder Amar Shmuel. Right? It's a blind guy who used to learn Mishnayos, used to say them over in front of Shmuel, and Yom Echad Nagalei Velo Havakasi. One day he was late, and Shadar Shliach Basrei, and Shmuel said, "Somebody find him, because you get nervous." At the Azal Shliach, by the time the Shliach came, Bechad Orcha went one way, Vasa Ihu Bechad, and the other guy went another way. Meaning they missed each other, and the blind guy came to the base of Medrash, and then the Shliach came to the house. When the Shliach came back, so Omar, he said, "I got to your house, but I have some bad news. Right, Ishto Zinsa, right? That your wife was Mizanet." So also came to Mar Shmuel. So they went to Mar Shmuel. Amar, they said, "Right, Ima Hemenlach Zil Afka Vilo Lo Tepech." Well, if you believe him, right, so then you got to divorce her. But if you don't, then you don't divorce her. What kind of shot is that? So that's what Abaye says. My love, Ima Hemenlach Talav Gazlanahu. What do you mean if you believe him? Right, do we believe him? Meaning, do we trust him? Meaning he's not a ganav. Meaning, i.e., what's not a ganav is puzzle, as we'll learn in Sanhedrin, not this year, but next year, Mitzvah Shem, that a ganav is puzzle edus. So basically, if you believe that this guy is a kosher yid, right, he's not a ganav, he's not puzzle edus, so then you have to divorce him. I.e., an eid echad is believed. So Rava, what did Rava do with that story? I say, e mehem and lach kebetrei zil afka ilo lo tafka. So Rava would simply explain that no, if he's believed as if you would believe two edim, so then you have to divorce her, but not if you believe by one aid. And again, there's no actual, you know, legitimacy. But if you mamish have like believe in like two aid him, so then okay, then you have to, and then he has to divorce him. But the Beis Din is not going to go right and enforce this and make the guy do it. Right, it's up to you. Again, what do you want to do? In that case, okay, that was how Rava would understand. Abaye brings another proof. There's going to be a long story about Yanai HaMelech. Yanai was one of the Chashmonaim, one of the kings of the Chash, as you'll see in a second. Not a tremendous fellow, not a great tzaddik. The Chashmonaim, right, again, after the whole story of Hanukkah, right, kind of the history kind of takes a downward spiral, which kind of people maybe not necessarily aware of. That a lot of kings came from Beis Chashmonaim. The Kohanim are not supposed to be kings. Okay, it didn't work out so well, as you'll see in a moment. And eventually, right, obviously, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So, Ma'izabiyana HaMelech, not as a result necessarily of the Kohan. I didn't mean to tie the destruction to the Chashmonaim, but that it didn't, whatever. Okay, Vayter. Ditanya Ma'izabiyana HaMelech, there's a story about Yanai. Shehalach lekochlos shebaminbar. He went to these kochlos, this place in the desert. Vekive sham shishim krochim. Right, he conquered 60 walled cities. Because also when he came back, ayasameach simcha gedola. Obviously, he was tremendously happy about that. Vekar lechol chachmei Israel, and he called all the chachamim and amar lehem, I will say no hayu ochlem meluchim is matzah yosukim binyan beis hamikdash. Our forefathers, right, ate meluchim. It was basically these types of vegetables or some sort of spices or whatever when they built the second Beis HaMikdash. Right, afanu nochal meluchem zeichel avoseinu. Let's eat that. Right, eat that as well. Right, again, as Rashi says, to be makir tov. Right, the makir tov d'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's where it came from. Right, if you look at Rashi, one second. So afanu nochal. If you look at Rashi, Dibur Maschal kishayu oskim abinyan. Right, Shabbat and Agola, when they came from exile, right, they were very poor. Right, I mean, they used to use all their money, right, for the malacha of the Beis Hamikdash. So, afanu nocha meluchim liozecha la'oni avoseinu. And here's the kicker. This is why we want to read this. Ulahodos lafnekosh baruchu. We're going to eat like these salted kind of vegetables or whatever it is, salted spices, salted something, right, to remember the poverty that we used to have and to give thanks to Kosh Baruch Hu. Just in a second, they were very, very, very wealthy. So they want to be makar tov to Kosh Baruch Hu. And I like to always mention that the wealth that we have in this generation and in the last really 100 years or so, I guess maybe 70 years, 80 years, right, is unprecedented in history. Again, you read Shilas in Halacha, like, if you have enough money to buy either candles for Shabbos or candles for Hanukkah, what should you do? Right, now that Hanukkah is the next Chag coming up, we can't even understand that type of poverty. I mean, first of all, you can buy candles like, I don't know, like 10 shekel, like $2. Like, how many people don't have enough money for candles for Shabbos or for Hanukkah? Like, we don't understand that. So now, Baruch Hashem, nowadays, we're blessed with tremendous wealth. So it's incumbent upon us to be makar tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good that he's done to us. Okay, anyway, so basically, back in the Gemara, so afanu nocha meluchim zechar avoseinu, we're going to eat this food. Vehelu meluchim al shulchanu shel zahav ve'achlu. And then they basically, right, ate this on golden tables, right, to show their wealth. Fayasham echad ish leitz lev ra uvlial. Never a good combination of adjectives about a person. There was a guy who was there who was ish leitz, or levra. I'm not sure if that's leitz lev or levra, but I assume it's a leitz comma levra. Right? He was a leitz. Was a joker, a person who made fun of things. Right? Don't be. Remind, first pasuk in Tehillim, Moshav leitzim lo yavo. Right? Shouldn't lo yavo? I forget what it is, but Moshav leitzim lo yeshev maybe. Yeah, I guess I'm not sure. Probably should chazer that. But either way, a person shouldn't sit with the Moshav Leitzim, with a company of Leitzim, with people who just make fun of things all day. Right? There isn't, again, you don't have to be sad all day, but there's certain seriousness that there has to be. You can't just always be making fun of stuff, because otherwise, you take nothing seriously. And we have an obligation to take things seriously. So Leitz is a bad. Lev Ra, he had a bad heart, right? He was kind of evil. Ublial, and Ublial is a lesson of Bali Ol, right? Ol Malchus Shamayim, right? A person who chucked the Avod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was his name? Ve'elazar ben Po'irashmo. He was a Ve'elazar ben Po'ir. Ve'yomer Ve'elazar ben Po'ir le'Yanai HaMelech. He said, Yanai HaMelech. Libam shel prushim alecha, the hearts of the prushim, which are the rabbis or the chachamim, right? That was the prushim versus the tzlukim in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. So the prushim were the frumah, and right? Let's just say the orthodox versus the reform, right? That's basically the parallel, not to bring it into modern day conflict, but that's basically the parallel. So the rabbis are upset at you. They don't really like you. Yana said back to him, okay, what should I do about it? Or how should I prove it? So Hakim Lahem Bitzitz Shebeni Necha. So Eliezer ben Poira said, right, why don't you wear the tzitz? See how it goes. Again, because Yana was a coin, right, but it wasn't necessarily coin gadol. So see what they say. So Hakim Lahem Bitzitz Shebeni Necha. Sure enough, he did that. Hayesham Zakin Echad Yehuda ben Gedidya Shmo. There's Yehuda ben Gedidya. He said to him, Yehuda ben Gedidya, Yana Melech, Yana Melech, Ravlocha Kezer Malchus. Isn't it enough? Right, Rav Lach, right? Moshe said, Hashem said to Moshe, Rav Lach, Al Tosef Deber Elai, Eud Ben Avar Azeh. Right, it's enough. Right, don't stop davening for coming to Eretz Yisrael. So he said to him, Rav Lach, it's enough. Kesar Malchus, is being the king not enough for you? Hanach Kesar Gehuna, Lazar Shal Aharon. Leave the king, right, the Kesar, the crown of the Kehuna, right, to someone who's a Kohen. Right, to this. Now, as we mentioned before, right, Yanai was from the Chashmonaim. Obviously, the Chashmonaim were, yeah, right, from the Kohanim, right? So what's going on over here? Yanai Melech was from the Kohanim. So the Gemara explains, Shayu Omrim Imo Nishbeis Mamudin, because they used to say, there was rumors, because Yanai's mother was captured by Modin, right? And we assume that someone who was Nishbeis, Rachman Hatzalam Lo Aleinu, right, Chas Shalom, right, again, was raped. So we assume that a woman is raped, and a woman who's raped is Pasul Akuna, right? Is not allowed to marry a Kohen. And therefore, right, again, Yanai would be a chalal and wouldn't be able to do a vote of Beis HaMikdash. But, this says the Gemara, Vayivukasha Davar V'lonimtsa, right, that's a pasuk, similar to the pasuk in the Megillah, Vayivukasha Davar V'yimatzei, Vaytalush Nehem Alitz, right, about Big Son and Sarish, but similar Lashon, Vayivukasha Davar, they figured it out, V'lonimtsa, and it wasn't actually true. But since that was like the whole rumors and stuff like that, so when this who was it, Yehuda ben Gedidya, he said, made that jab, right? So Yana got all upset because it was a rumor that was untrue, it was unsubstantiated, yet they still used it to kind of like mock him and kind of like get at him. You see, Agav, if you're going to be a Kanai, right, make sure you have your facts, right? Make sure you have the facts straight if you're going to, you know, make fun of people, but kind of be harsh and sharp on people. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Anyway, Vayomer Elazar ben Poira liyanai Melech, Yanai Melech, Heyu Shev Yisrael Kachu Dino, Vata Melech Vakohen Gadol Kachu Dincha. It said, what happens to a regular Jew, right? Who if they were treated so, and this is how they treat the king and the Kohen Gadol. So the Yanai said, okay, Ma'aseh. So what should I do to them? So Im Ata Shomei Atasi. He says, so this guy, there is Elazar ben Poira, said, if you listen to me, Rome same, you should destroy them, right? Get rid of them, kill them. V'tora matei ala, so Yana apparently had a semblance of like a Yitzhar Tov on his right shoulder, Malach, and what about the Torah? If I kill all the rabbis. So Elazar said to him, Hare kruchu menachem z'karen zavis, what do you mean? The Torah's sitting there in the corner. Kol ha'rotzeh l'lmod, yavo l'lmod. Anybody wants to study it, right? Can come and study. So basically, as you can see, right, he was basically, he was moreh. Elazar ben Poira was morid with the concept of he rebelled with and kind of disregarded the concept of Masorah. Yeah, the Torah is not a textbook. I mean, there's a Torah Shebaal Peh, right, that goes, you know, passed down from generation to generation. Right, it's not just something you can come. Yes, you can come. Anybody can come and learn it, but there's a concept of Masorah that we pass it down, and we, you know, kind of hashal shalas a Masorah. Right, you can't doesn't exist without it. Okay, so anyway, so Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Miad Nizrka Bo Apikorsis Davle Lemeimar Tenach Torah Shebuksav Right Torah Shebaal Peh. Might. And some sort of abikorsis, right, happened, right, in Yana. Yana should have been like, okay, fine, Sefer Torah is written down, right? They didn't have the Torah Shebaal Peh yet. They didn't have the Mishnah of the Gemara. They had the Torah Shebaal Peh. It was passed down from one to the next. So Yana didn't say anything about that, right? So he had some sort of abikorsis. We see that disregarding the Torah Shebaal Peh, by the way, is abikorsis, right? That's what the Gemara says, very clearly, right? Because there was abikorsis, because he disregarded, didn't mention the Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay. Miad vatutzatz harasha al yedei Hara'ah Alidei Elazar ben Poira Bayargu Kol Chachmei Yisrael Rachman Alitzlan. Right, again, Yanai listened to Elazar ben Poira and he killed all the Chachamim via Ola Mishdomim, and the world was kind of desolate. Right, like we have that by same lashon of the Gemara by when Rabbi Kiva lost his 24,000 Talmidim via Ola Mishdomim. Okay, Ashabba Shimon ben Shetach v'Hechzer Zatorah LeYoshna, until Shimon ben Shetach came, he was able to return the Torah and kind of save basically the Torah for Am Yisrael, right? He was his sister was Yanai HaMelech's wife. And so she basically hid him, right, and kept him alive. Right, and the other Gemara's that talk about, right, the conversation afterwards. Okay, either way. Hey, Chidami. No, it must have been an awkward conversation, but okay. Hey, Chidami. So the Gemara says again, now what's the whole point? Right? We're all bringing this because the whole thing with Yanai's mother, right? That Yanai's mother, right, it was thought that she was captured in Modian, right? It should have been Pasul HaKohuna, but they checked into it and they found that it wasn't real. So, hey, Chidami, what's going on in that scenario? So maybe Yanai wasn't. Maybe we found out that Yanai was okay to be a Kohen. So what's the case? Again, how is that shaykh to us, right, about Eid Echad? Right, Elim with the betray Amr Lishtabai, Uvetray Amr Loishtabai. If you tell me that there was two Eidim that said she was captured and two Eidim said she wasn't captured, my cause is Samachani, Samachani. Right, why do you believe, right, it's Trey for Trey, right, it's two versus two, right, we don't, you know, that's a contradiction, that would never have gotten off the ground, right, we never would have been like, no evidence or whatever it is, and you never would have had the whole rumors. So Ella Bech Eid Echad, it must be that there was one witness, but time had to come in Chashil Betray. And the reason we disregarded the aid is because we had two Eidim, right, that came and said that you know, that it wasn't true. But Halav Hachi, and then this is what we're trying to point out, that if we didn't have those two Eidim, so then we would have believed the Eid Echad. So meaning that proves me like a Baye that by Darbashab Erva Eid Echad is believed. But Rava would say, no, the Olam Trey Trey. Really, the case by Yanai Melech's mother was 2 versus 2. Ah, didn't we say 2 versus 2 cancels out, right? So what's going on over here? With the Amar of Achav Barav Minyomi. Right, what's the case by Eide Azama? The case was by Azama. Sachanami by Eide Azama. Right, he said elsewhere that the case is Eide Azama. So too over here, we're dealing with Azama. Right, Azama is when you have two Eidim say something happened, and two Eidim don't contradict that claim. They come and say, Yemano Hayusim, you were with us at the time when you claim, right, to have done that testimony. That's again Sakos Makos. So basically what happened was, that's why we believe the second group over the first, right? Initially the first Adam said his mother was captured. Right? Then that's why the rumor spread. Then we had two Adam and came and contradicted and were, you know, took the Hazama, right, and contradicted it and got rid of those Adam. And we believe the second Adam, right, that's already, like we said, Gemara Samakos and Joshua's in the Torah, why we believe the second Adam over the first. Yeah, second cut of Edom over the first. Okay, either way. People say, some people say, because Rabbi Yitzchak, or you can say that's Rabbi Yitzchak, like the Dama Rabbi Yitzchak, Shifcha Chinisu Takhtel, that they actually kind of pulled a fascinating operation over there. They pulled a mission, and they kind of freed her and put a Shifcha, right, in her place. That yes, she was captured, but they were made that they got her out immediately, right, before she could have been, Rahman al-Islam, violated. Okay, good. Amar Rava said, "Mano Amid Allah, how do I know that we need two Eidim by a case of Arayos? And the Eid Echad is not believed. Right? The Davar Shav Erva Pachah Mishnayim, you have to have two Eidim. The Tanan Rav Lundin Abraisa. Whether the Mishnah, Abraisa, the Rash says, the Shah says, Tosefta. Good. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Maizeb and Magura Shal Diskim Biavnet. Right? There was a story about a mikvah. And Diskim, Mikvah and Diskim, and that was a guy, Rashi says. Okay. Oshem Makom, okay. Either way, so Yavne is the place, but it makes more sense that it was Diskim's Mikvah and Yavne, okay. Right, by near Kavir and Yavne. Shai, so Omed is Bechazka Shlema. People assumed that it was a good Mikvah, right? Need 40 saw for a Mikvah. People had assumed it was 40 saw. Umad to do, they measured it, and Imsei Chaseira, and they found out, no, it was less than 40 saw. It was the summer, right? There was no rain, or whatever. Kol Tarash Shinaseba Gaba. Hi, Rabbi Tar from Matahar, Rabbi Kiva Matame. So all everything that they would make Tahor, right, based on the mikvah, meaning the i.e. that a person went to the mikvah to become Tahor, right, and then they kind of handled, you know, Truma or other type of stuff. Or maybe Kalim, right, they dipped it in the mikvah and they assumed that the Kalim were Tahor. Okay, whatever it was. So Rabbi, what happened? Rabbi Tarfon, up until that point, was Matahir al Kalim. Obviously now you can't use it, but up until now, when we find out now that it is Tameh, right, or Chazer, that is, the mikvah is missing. So Rabbi Tarfon said, all the Taros up until then are fine. Rabbi Kiva said, they're tummy. Now Rabbi Tarfon, mikvah said, Bechezka Shalom Omed. Rabbi Tarfon says, what do you mean? We had a Chazaka that it was full, that it was a good mikvah. Misafka Bala Chasro. Right, what do you mean? From so you know when it became chaser, you only know now that it is chaser. So I'll talk certain misafik. Don't assume that it was now 39 saw. Right? Yes, you measured it now as 39 saw, but when was it 39 saw? You don't know when it became less than 40, and therefore, right, we have no business to assume that anything was done. We can't, you know, put a suffix on a situation And therefore, from now on, everything is no good. But from up until now, everything's fine. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Adam zebeches gastameh umed. What do you mean? I mean, again, because what are they arguing about? Basically, whenever you have a situation where you find out the status has changed, right, usually what's called omed al chazaka, we use the chazaka, the previous state or the previous status of whatever item it is, and we use that to help us guide our decision. So Tarfon says, you look at the mikvah. The mikvah up until now we thought was full, was complete, was a proper mikvah. You find out it's tamei, okay. And you find out it's chaser, okay. Rabbi Kiva says, no, what about all the people and the kalim, right? Up and the people and the kalim had a chazaka of being tamei. That's why they went to the mikvah, right? So misafek atavah l'taro, al tazrami misafek. You can't be mitaher these people, these kalim, right? If you don't know necessarily for a fact that the mikvah was full. So I'm Rabbi Tarfon, mashal omeid u'makir v'agavim mizbeach. Right? I have a mashal to a kohen who's sitting there doing a vodah b'samikdash. V'nodah shu ben gushu mechalutza. Shev v'dasuk sheira. Right? If a guy finds out that he's a chalol in the middle, in that case, his avodah is kosher. It's the same thing by the mikvah. Where we find out the mikvah is no good. Okay, but up until then, right, everything he did is okay. I'm Rabbi Kiva. No, I'll give you a different mashal. Mashal omeid u'makir v'agavim mizbeach. V'nodah shu ben mum. One second, you have a Kohen who's sitting doing avodah, then it turns out, right, that he's a Baal Mum. He's not allowed to, you know, obviously nothing like missing an eye, but some sort of one of the mumim that passes him for avodah. You find what's the halacha in that case, avodah is a psula. So the same thing with the mikvah, right? Then everything up until now is not tahor. I'm Rabbi Tarfon, ata demisi the Baal Mum, vani demisi the Ben Grusha Mechalutza. So again, he just points out, right, you're comparing the mikvah to a Baal Mum, to a Kohen who has a Mum, and I'm comparing him to a Kohen who's a Ben Grusha Mechalutza, who's a Chalal, right, who's a problem in his lineage. Nearly midoma, what's who's better? Whose comparison is better? If you say it's comparable to the Ben Grusha Mechalutza, to the Yichus issue, and we'll see, we're going to use this kind of jump into Yichus issues for the next, you know, several blot, many blot. So if you need to argue Ben Grusha Mechalutza, you should judge him like a Ben Grusha Mechalutza, and he should be Tahor, right? But meaning that, like, because everything up until now, right, up until the avodah of Ben Grusha Mechalutza is Tahor. If it's similar to a Baal Mum, then don't look at Baal Mum. We assume that it's like a Baal Mum, and everything he's done up until now is no good, and everything is Tameh. So Yitukha Rabbi Kiva Ladun, right? So Rabbi Kiva became, right, to judge, to prove this, that his position, mikvah psula b'yachad, a Baal Mum psula b'yachad. And a mikvah, right, is puzzle through an eid echad, right, and so a Baal Mum as well. Right, can testify he's whatever, he's missing whatever it is. V'ayuchich ben grush mechutz, it's a puzzle b'shnayim. But to establish that a guy has inappropriate yichus, that a kohen has bad yichus, you need two eidim. Right, so therefore, right, that should not be the parallel. Davar acher, or I'll tell you, mikvah psula b'gufo, Baal Mum psula b'gufo. The mikvah is a psul in the mikvah, and the Baal Mum is a psul on the kohen. Ayuchich ben grush mechutz, it's a psul me'achirim. What's the problem with ben grush mechutz? Right, it's the parents. It's not the kid, the guy, the kid is fine. So that's why, also another reason, because you have a psul in the mikvah, you have a psul in the kohen himself, but he's missing a toe, whatever. So that's what we're talking about over here. Some of the Rav Tarfon, Akiva kol ha-parshim chag ha-parshim ha-chaim. Akiva, whoever leaves, when the Rav Tarfon kind of was maskim, he said, whoever leaves you is like he's leaving life. Right, it's chaim here the machzikim ba. Right, if you leave Rabbi Kiva, right, you're leaving life itself. Right, the Torah is so good in your eyes. Right, Baruch Hashem, and Rabbi Tarfon was moda. And now, what is that? Now, why do we bring all this? Now, this is go back to Rava. Rava is trying to say that shnayim edim. What are we trying to prove? That shnei edim. That's one of the proofs that we said that ben grusha mechalutza shapostel b'shnayim. Right, you only become a ben grusha mechalutza with two edim. Hay baal mum shapostel b'yachad echidam. Right, he says. It says Rava, I guess. Yeah, Rava is trying to prove that two edim, right? But that davish of erva pachon mishnayim, that you can't have anything related to arayos or erva or that type of stuff unless there are two edim. So what's the psul of a baal mum biyachid? Hey, you could tell me what's the case? Either come machish mimehemen. If you have the kohen is saying it's not true that I'm not a baal mum, so we're not going to believe in eid echad. El shasik, it must be where he's quiet, but and therefore the Eidech is believed. And therefore, it must be the similar parallel case by Ben Gershon and Chalusa. This Shosik, right, that the Kohen is not saying anything when the guy says, when the Eid Echad says that you are a Ben Gershon and Chalusa, v'gatani, but we say, that we see clearly that we need two Eidim, and not Eid Echad. So that would be Rava's proof. Rabbi would say, no, the case here is that the Kohen is saying that, he is stating that he's not a Baal Mum. So why do we believe the Eid Echad? Right? Why would you believe the Eid Echad? Right? Because you could prove it. Right? If a guy says, I'm not missing a toe, or whatever it is, whatever mum it is, so you say, take your clothes off, show it, prove it to us, right? It's right here. You could show it to him if he's that's why Eid Echad is believed. Fine. And that's what we meant to say when we said the mikvah is possible goof and the balmum is possible goof. Because it's begoof, right? The kohen is by himself. Right? So you can just either, again, the mikvah you can measure, the kohen you can look at, and you can see whether the psul, right, is that's the comparison, right? You can see whether the psul is really there. Okay, let's get to the Mishnah. Just by agav, we assume this, but we just want to prove. How do you know that if a guy finds out, if a kohen finds out in the middle of the avoda based on mikdash that he's ben gushim echalutza, that everything is fine up until now? Am Rav Yehuda Meshmul, Damar Krav Aisalo Lazaro Acharov. My pasuk says the kohuna will be for him and his kids after him. Bein zera kosher, bein zera posel. Whether regardless of whether he's kosher or he's a chalal. Avua de Shmuel Amar Mehacha. Right, Shmuel's father says, no, it's from here. Barich Hashem Chelo, follow your adapter, etc. Right, pause again. Pasuk Zosa Brocha about Shevet Levi, right? Afilu Chulin Shabotirza, right? That even the Chulin, right? Even the ones who are Chulin, the ones who are non-kadosh, the ones who are puzzled to do avoda, if they pull Yad of Tirza, the actions of their hands, Tirza should be accepted by Kosh Baruch Hu, and even if for whatever reason Ben Gush and Bechlutza is doing avoda based on Mikdash. Rabbi Yani Amar Mehacha, Rabbi Yani says it's from here. Right? Pasuk says by Bikurim, Ubasar Lakoin Hashayi Bamim Mayim, right? You come to the Kohen in that time, Vechital Adatcha Shadam Mahol. How in the world, what, does this guy have a time machine? How in the world are you going to a Kohen that's not there during your days? So what it means is, it's talking about someone who you thought was kosher, and then he turned out he was a chalal, that is still fine. Right? Meaning days later that you find out, in your days you thought he was kosher. Later on, you found out that he was a chalal, right? And it's still fine. Balmum davodasu psula minalan. And the flip side, which we assumed before, that a balmum, if the kohen finds out or realizes that he's a balmum, wait, how do you know that his avoda is possible? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. The Damar Kol, Pasuk says, shalom, right? Pasuk by Pinchas, Kosh Baruch Hu gave him a bris of shalom. Kshu shalem, fellow kshu chaser. Right, when he is shalem, when he is full, when he is complete, right? Then there's a bris. Fellow kshu chaser, not when he is missing something, and that's why Kohen is not included. Ah, about shalom. What do you mean? It doesn't say shalem. It doesn't say the bris if you're shalem, if you're full. It says I'm giving you a bris of shalom, right? A covenant of peace, right? And a lot of Musar over there, because Pinchas is like, killed somebody, and that goes into a person's neshama, or that goes into a person's personality, right? So Kosh Baruch Hu gave him a bris of peace, right? To kind of take that out of it. Okay, either way, what it doesn't say shalom, it says shalom. So Rav Nachman, right above the shalom getiyahu, right? This is already a fascinating thing that if you look in the Sefer Torah, the vav in a shalom is actually cut in the middle. Usually that passels Sefer Torah, but in that case, right, there's a vav right in the middle. Right, there's a cut in the middle of the vav, so therefore, right, you can kind of darshan it out that it's shalem, right, instead of shalom. Okay, we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Bosay, have besoros tavos, and have a great day and night, depending on when you're listening to this.